morning. Congratulations to you as well. First victory as head coach of the Blue Hens beat rival Delaware State 22-3. Give me your impressions on how your team played in that game.
Well, first of all, it's exciting to get our first win here. I thought that the atmosphere was really good. We had a really good crowd, had a lot of energy in the stadium. Coach Carter's team, I thought, was much improved, and I thought they played really hard and they played really well. Our team, I think, controlled the tempo of the game. Statistically, we outgained them by, 210 yards, and we had pretty good balance, running and throwing the football. We just were unsuccessful at finishing drives. We had three first-half drives of 11 plays or more that yielded only 6 points. So we got to get better in the red zone. We didn't have a lot of penalties in the game. We didn't have a lot of miscues, but the ones that we had were untimely and kind of forced us to have to play uphill when we got the ball down there into the red zone. So defensively, I had a good go, I thought. Anytime you hold the point production down and the yardage down to the numbers that we did here, I think you got to feel good about what you did on defense. But we're certainly going to have to play better all in all if we expect to remain relevant here in the CAA.
Got a couple media questions for you, too, if you'll get those for us, Carla.
We have a question from the line of Mr. Mike Barber of Richmond Times-Dispatch. Your line is open.
Morning, Danny. I'm curious. I know you guys get so much more out of the coach's film, but did you stay up and watch the Tech game last night?
I most certainly did, and then we had it in our system this morning. So it was a lot like I thought it would be. Both teams, West Virginia and Virginia Tech, very athletic. Really impressed with the quarterback last night, Jackson. And we'll have our hands full, but we're certainly excited about the opportunity.
Paint the picture for me a little. Do you watch it with assistants? Do you watch it at home with some popcorn? When it's on TV and it's your next opponent, how do you take it in?
Well, it was a little different. We worked out last night. We got off the field around 7. Usually on a Sunday night, we'll come in after that and have a follow-up meeting, but we usually do get out of the office relatively early. But we left right after practice. I was at home with my wife and my dog, and we sat there on the sofa and watched the film, the game. I had most of my notes with me. I was a little more interested in just personnel. They've got some new names and some new faces out there playing. But the product looks so much the same. They're athletic on defense. They're fast. And then offensively, they were physical. Running backs ran really hard. And this number 5, Phillips, I think, is an exceptional football player. But it made for a somewhat enjoyable evening.
If I could sneak one more in, you mentioned Cam Phillips, number 5. He's the centerpiece of that receiving core. They're looking for some other guys. I'm curious if you took note of maybe Sean Savoy, the freshman, I think he's 15, or any of the other receivers and how they are kind of coming along to complement Phillips.
Yeah, I would say, Mike, that's a project that will probably get more done on film here as we really start to assess and evaluate their personnel. We'll have our scouting reports and those things done here by the end of the day, and I think we'll speak in more detail about the rest of that pool of receivers. But obviously they've got some guys that we're going to have to be tuned into and get a feel for what it is they're trying to do with them. But I did think that 5 was kind of the guy that really jumped out there, Phillips, as being their marquee receiver.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Our next question comes from the line of Mr. Christopher Heidel of HRB Radio. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach Danny. How you doing?
Good.
I was down there for that Virginia Tech game last night. Just talk about the crowd noise. I know that's a neutral game, but I know Lane Stadium gets very loud for visiting teams. How are you going to get your squad ready for that loud, crazy noise down there on Saturday?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Well, we'll have to spend a little time, you know, working on that. We have a number of different cadences that we do use, you know, during the course of the season. We do have an indoor facility here that we'll get into here at least once this week, where that'll be one of the reasons that we'll be in there, is to be able to generate a little more noise, a little more crowd noise, and have to go through the mechanics of, you know, getting that ball snapped. And, you know, last night I did notice that both teams were, you know, having to utilize maybe a different snap count in dealing with the flow of momentum and energy in the stadium, as both teams were, you know, both fan bases were, you know, generating some energy when the other team's offense was up on the ball.
And talk about your quarterbacks, because I know on Thursday you had two of them. You had your starter, and then you brought in your second string quarterback. Let's talk about both of them and how they're developing.
Well, you know, Joe had decent numbers. I mean, he threw for 192 and you know, completed 13 passes. I don't think he completed 13 passes in a game last year, and he played in all the games, you know. So I was pleased with a number of the things that he did. I think that the longer that we're with Joe, we'll be able to utilize his skill set better and better, and really be able to call the game more towards the things that he is most comfortable doing. And then J.P. Caruso went out there and, you know, had a series and was very efficient with what he did out there on Thursday night. He was 2 for 3 throwing the football, but he's got a good grasp of our offense right now, and I feel that he's a viable option for us moving forward.
Well, I hope you have a safe trip down to Blacksburg.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Our next question comes from the line of Mr. Kevin Tricolini of DelawareOnline.com. Your line is open.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, Kevin.
First of all, you played FBS teams regularly as the coach at Liberty and also as the coach at Richmond. Delaware's obviously got a few on the schedule in future years as well. How do you like playing these games? What are the advantages and the disadvantages?
Yeah, well, it's a tough question, because there are a lot of variables, I think, in answering the question. I do think that for most all of us in the FCS ranks, there is a legitimate reality of the value of the money. You know, there is a payday involved in these games. And there is a reality that it generates excitement and support for your fan base and for your recruiting. You know, our student athletes, you know, all of the kids that we are recruiting are guys that do consider and do have ambition to play at the BCS level or to play against the BCS schools. So I think there's a lot of value in these games for those reasons. Now, you know, in playing them, there's a lot of different ways to look at it in season. I think a lot of times, you know, where the game's located on your schedule is very important. I think a lot of times the geography of the game is very important in terms of your ability to get there and get back. And then the style of play is also a variable that's very important when you play in these games. You know, sometimes you'll have teams that can match up versus FBS schools, but only if you're playing a certain style of opponent or a system of offense or defense. So, you know, for me, I think these games are exciting. I do think that they are, you know, fun to prepare for. And I know that my student athletes look forward to playing in these games, and we recognize it more as an opportunity, and we're excited about the opportunity in front of us here this week down in Blacksburg.
Hey, Coach, what was the final assessment on Justin Watson's injury? It certainly didn't look good for him.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, he's a great kid and was off to a good start, had a really good camp, but it'll be a season-ending injury. He had a tibia leg fracture that was surgically repaired, and a rod was placed in there, and He is out of the hospital, in my understanding, resting comfortably, but it will be a season-ending injury.
Sorry to hear that. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Yep.
All right, Danny, thanks for taking time with us this morning. Good luck in Blacksburg on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.